Being joined by AP senior Colton Harkin, who just signed a national letter of intent to a continuous college football career at Dort University out in Sioux Center here this coming fall. Colton, thanks for taking some time. Congrats on, you know, getting the signing done. If we could just start off by, tell me a little bit about some of the factors that led you to the decision to head out to Dort University and ultimately continue your football career at the next level.
Yeah, I went out there for the first time last spring for kind of a recruitment day that kind of talked to him a little before that, and went out there and kind of fell in love with the place right away. Just kind of had that feeling of home, kind of the Appleton-Parkersburg feel. And I know Joe Johnson, he played here a couple years ago. He was out there, so I got to talk with him a little bit and see his perspective and still keep in touch with him pretty well. So that was kind of another factor that I knew someone out there, had good reports from it too. And also the coaches out there, they were just like everyone here. So it was really just that feeling of home that kind of pushed me that way.
How would you kind of describe your history in the sport of football, you know, coming up through your high school years, dating back to, you know, middle school, of course, and I have to imagine flag football all the way back in the day. How would you kind of describe how you were able to progress throughout your career to, you know, get yourself to the point where you're able to continue at the next level?
Yeah, kind of started flag football on the old red team with Coach Hay and Coach Edeker. That was kind of where it started to really fall in love with the sport, and with those two coaches just kind of saw and kind of believed in me from day one, just saying you can really do something special here, and just kind of helped me believe in myself a little bit more there too. And then kind of go to middle school and kind of a rough go for a little bit there, first time putting pads on and trying to tackle someone. That was kind of a new curveball for me a little bit, and kind of was feeling good after eighth grade and come up to high school and kind of a whole nother level. So it was another learning curve. And junior year, wrestling kind of tore my shoulder up, so kind of had a little bit of a setback there. But that kind of just relit the fire again for senior year, coming back, playing again. And then senior year, I played all year with no ACL in my leg, so that was kind of another challenge. But I was like, no one's taking me out. I love the game too much. I don't want to sit out my senior year at all anyways.
Was there a point where you kind of realized that, you know, playing college football would be a strong possibility? Like, was it somewhere during your senior year? Or when did you kind of figure out, hey, I could take this to the next level?
Yeah, junior year I kind of talked to him and it was like, oh, I don't know if I really want to do this, play sports the rest of the year. And kind of got to the start of senior year and just kind of one of those moments where it's like, man, I really don't want to ever let this end, because it's so much fun playing with a tight group of guys. So senior year kind of was that tipping point of I don't want to quit anymore, and I just want to keep going and play as long as I can.
How has being part of sports at AP, and not necessarily just football, but you of course mentioned wrestling as well, how has being in the athletic department here kind of prepared you to, you know, take your talents to the next level, whether it be, you know, things you've learned about work ethic or other lessons you've kind of picked up along the way?
Yeah, there's a couple lessons like that work ethic you said. I mean, the coaches demand your best every day, and you got to show up ready to put 110% effort into everything you do. So that's kind of a big factor there. And everything here, nothing's easy anymore once you get to high school, so you got to just continue to work and push yourself to the limit. And the coaches kind of bring that out of you, just kind of pushing you to your limit because they see what you can be and just try to prepare you for like the next level if you want to play too.
So when it comes to this coming fall at Dort, are you going to be playing D-line, O-line? Have you kind of got that decided yet? Or
yeah, I've been talking to them and they said they want to bring me up there and play a little defensive end and D-line up there, and that's kind of what I wanted to do. I like offense, like defense, but also like being able to hit people too. So I just wanted to play defense in college.
You bet. What do you know about the coaching staff out there? Some of the biggest things that they bring to the table?
Yeah, they're kind of a relatively new coaching staff. Been there for a couple years now, but they've built a pretty good program the past couple years. Made the playoffs a couple years ago, and last year didn't quite make it. We're kind of one of those bubble teams for the playoffs. But the culture up there is just, that's something completely special up there, and that's kind of what they've made their name for, is just being a good culture, and people want to go there and want to be a part of that program too.
Just a few questions left for you. One of the biggest things that stood out to me when I was kind of preparing for this interview is that you won the Mike Nevins Hardest Worker Award. What did it mean for you to be recognized with that honor? You know, that's obviously something that your peers had to recognize as well, since it's them that vote on that, right?
Yeah, just kind of shows that like people are watching even when you think they aren't, because sometimes it doesn't feel like everyone sees what you do, but when you get that and your teammates see the hardest work and they see all the work you're putting in there too, it just really means a lot to me, because it's something I always try and pride myself on, being the hardest worker on the field day in, day out, and just to win that award was pretty special.
What are some of the biggest goals or objectives you have, you know, between now and when you start things up in the fall to maybe improve some skills, or what's that kind of looking like for you? Some of those biggest things you want to get accomplished before you head to Dort?
Biggest thing right now is just staying healthy. Just kind of got released off my ACL, so we're just trying to stay healthy, build some strength back, but just want to get back in shape, get lifting, running, all that other stuff again, and kind of sharpen more skills and just learn a lot too before you go up there. So you know what's going on, you know what's happening, and you can be as prepared as you can be.
After graduation, are you heading out there for any sort of summer camps, or is it not till like August, or what's that schedule look like for you?
Yeah, I'm actually going to head out there on the 16th for their spring game. That's going to be a fun one to kind of go out to. And then after graduation, we head out there in June for a couple days for their new defender camp where all the freshmen come out for a while, which will be fun, kind of get to meet my new teammates, kind of the people I'll be with for the next 4 to 5 years. Then we report the first week of August for camp, and that's kind of when it kicks off, and we go all the way in, and we're just ready to go at that point.
You bet. And have you decided on what you're going to be studying out there?
Yeah, I'm going to major in ag business. They have a brand new farm facility. It's just a couple years old. It's super nice. That also was kind of pulling me to go there was that program that's kind of nationally recognized for being one of the top ones.
Very nice. Any particular area of ag business that you're going into, or just kind of general studies, or what's that looking like?
Yeah, just kind of general studies. Not really sure what I want to do after college yet, whether that be going into ag lending and being kind of a banker, or going more the sales route of everything and selling some feed and seed down the road.
All right, last question for you. Just about a month and a half left of your senior year here, actually more of just about a month left of your senior year at AP. What are you most looking forward to about, you know, finishing off here, you know, before graduation?
Just kind of leaving my mark a little bit, because blink a little, you look back and it was like, freshman year started a couple years ago, and now you blink and you're a senior. It all kind of went a little too fast. Everyone says it went fast and you didn't believe them for a while, but looking back, it's, man, that went fast and it was a lot of fun, and you really just don't want to leave quite yet. So just kind of leaving your mark, kind of making sure you stay in connection with those close friends, because you're going to be gone next year, and you just want to make sure when you come back, you do have some friends that are still around here.
All right, well, that's been AP senior Colton Harkin joining us here on Radio On The Go Sports. Thank you so much for the time today, and wish you the best of luck here in your future.
Yeah, thank you.